into 10 areas. And the first time, the very first time the United Nations published the map where they had the world divided up in tens, they called them 10 kingdoms. And shortly thereafter, they removed that and called them 10 districts. I don't know if they didn't want to say something or not, but the very first time they called it 10 kingdoms. But that's easy available, and there's a book that I've seen here. I either seen it on in AJ's library or I've seen it in some of these. It's called En Route to Global Occupation by Gary Cobb. He's a non-Adventist. One of the best books to give a basic overview of the United Nations and the direction they're going. En Route to Global Occupation, and he has in his book that map illustrated. Is that in your bookcase, AJ, or is it in one of these? Yeah, it's here then, in the church somewhere. I've seen it today or yesterday. That's it.
When we study Daniel 2, we say there's not ever going to be another world government. How does this fit in?
Who says that?
Hasn't that been our historical understanding?
That these toes will never cleave together.
Yeah.
Well, if you understand, for me, I'm going to say this, and this sounds a little bit maybe self-centered. If you understand it correctly, you can mesh that traditional understanding with what we're saying here. There's another statement where Sister White says the iron and clay in those toes is a mixture of churchcraft and statecraft. That's what they symbolize. It's the combination of church and state. And there's another statement where she says those 10 toes are illustrating the end of the world. It's not. Those 10 toes are not symbolizing the Roman Empire into 10 kingdoms. She places them into Revelation 17. And what she says is that there's a combination of church and state during that time period, which is the beast coming together with the United Nations for 1 hour. And we have traditionally taught that there would never be this unity, this confederacy that's illustrated ever again. And I would suggest to you that we won't see it. Now, and here's how, even though I've been sounding like that we will see it, we've been looking at the plans of the United Nations and the papacy, barely here, but in a deeper study we'd look at it more closely. This is their plans. But national apostasy is followed by national ruin, and as they attempt to implement this, everything falls apart. That's one of the reasons that they turn to the papacy. And it says that they only rule 1 hour with the beast, and that doesn't mean one prophetic hour. As of 1844, time will be no more. That 1 hour is symbolizing for a very short space, just a short period of time. There's going to be an attempt to make this happen, but it's all going to fall apart. And if I had to make a biblical defense of what I just said, here's how I would make it. Jesus said that the Word of God is as a